Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, and on assignment this week is the star of our show, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. But in the studio with us, we have Tyler Roop. Tyler, welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you.
Jim Roop, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you.
And we have you. In fact, Jim, you have seen Fred's new movie. Was it Highway 395? And you've been raving about it around the studio.
You know, here. You got to see it. It's unbelievable. It really is. And Fred's a great actor. I'm telling you right now, the man has the greatest takes. You know, when the camera comes in close and he's got an upset look on his face or something, he's like, wow, he's really honking.
So a lot of good facial expression.
He's just really good. He can say a lot without uttering a word.
He's a good listener because he can do impressions, and you've always amazed me because you do many great impressions, and he's able to kind of capture that by listening and catching the nuance of the person.
Well, I tell you, he's more than an actor, because I think it was Woody Allen who said, acting is what you do when you're not delivering a line.
That's it.
And Fred Dreyer he delivers lines very well. And man, when he's not delivering a line, you still gravitate to him because he's got a presence about him on screen that, and he never breaks character. At least he didn't in this film. And in all the stuff I've ever seen him in, he's just absolutely great. So this is definitely worth seeing.
So it's a good movie. You liked it.
It's worth seeing.
And it's called Highway 395. Yeah. And you get it at freddreyer.co. And
you got to see it.
Tyler, you obviously have seen the movie too, because I know you and Fred are tight, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
I have not seen it, actually.
You haven't seen the movie?
I have not.
Neither have I. And I just, uh-oh, you know, I'm just going to get I better see it soon, because Fred will be upset with me if I don't see the film.
Well, it's worth it. I mean, it's, if you go online, download it, you can watch it right away. It's worth seeing.
Did you watch it more than once?
I did.
Okay, so that's a good movie if you can do that. That's pretty. Lots of stuff to talk about this week in the show. Tyler, you've put together a good show for us here today. We've got Sammy Watkins.
Yeah,
he's a flat earth
guy. Flat earth guy, yeah. Him and Kyrie Irving.
And Kyrie Irving, who's on the Celtics,
yes,
now, right?
Celtics,
he was,
yeah,
on the Cleveland Cavaliers,
yep,
before.
Yep, yep.
They really, truly believe in the flat Earth society.
Yeah, that the Earth is flat,
yes,
rather than round.
And they think that that's the case.
They do.
Okay. So, yeah. And so the Rams have a problem because of that, do you think?
I think, yeah, I think so. Right. It's karma.
Well, apparently the Cavaliers had a problem with it.
You think so? Very good, Jim.
Thank
all
you.
Right, we're going to take a break, back with more here. It is the Sports Lounge coming to you from CRN.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
Save on the latest flooring styles at Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof floors like vinyl plank, Woodlook tile, and Click ceramic plank up to 46% off with coupon. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 35% off and bamboo up to 21% off. More from 49 cents plus special financing. And if you're a builder, contractor, or a modeler, our Pro Plus Services team is ready to help. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for the store near you today.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Bothering us. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer, who is on assignment this week. He is actually has a role in the Transformers movie. He'll be telling you about that next week on the show. I'm Michael Horn, along with Jim Roop and Tyler Roop. So let's get into it. Football action here. Now, Tyler, tell me about this guy, Sammy Watkins. He's the wide receiver for the Rams. Is it true this guy believes in a flat Earth society? Is that right?
Yeah, it came out recently that he is part of the Flat Earth Society.
Yes.
And he believes the Earth is not round, but indeed a flat surface.
You're not joking with this thing. That is truly what he believes.
That is what he believes. Him and Kyrie Irving on the Cavaliers, some recently athletes have been coming out about their Flat Earth Society.
So there is such a thing as a Flat Earth Society.
Yes, they're very real.
And so, Jim, what do you think about this, the Flat Earth Society?
Well, okay.
You know, much, Jim, you don't think anything about this? You've worked with major news things, Westwood yeah. One, ABC, CNN and stuff. Have you ever, has stories ever come across
your
busy
desk? Well, the Earth is
desk?
Flat outside. My front yard's flat.
Yeah?
That's all I'm saying.
I've researched the Flat Earth Society.
You have done
yeah.
that?
Yeah. And so I guess that they just believe that it's a thick crust and it's just a circle. And it's flat.
That was the pizza at Angela's Adventures.
Right. Yeah. The flat Earth. Yeah.
And so it is round,
yeah.
but and it's not a ball.
So when you go in the air and fly, instead of flying around the world, you're going in like a circle to your destination.
So every pilot must know
that it's a flat Earth.
That it's a flat Earth. Because they fly either to their left or to their right. Only.
That's true. You can't. Yeah, you can't.
So to get from here, get from LA to Ohio, it is a constant right turn.
Yeah, you can't go straight through.
You can't go. So
that would ruin everything.
Well, and so here's the thing. Like in pizza, I'm not much for the crust, so that's why I don't like to go. I like to go in areas that's sort of not all the way to the edge of the Earth. You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly.
I like to safety zone. Yeah. So there's an old country song called Mel McDaniel said it's the world must be flat because when people leave town they never come back. So that could be the motto of the Flat Earth Society.
Yeah, they actually have T-shirts.
They do?
If you guys want to sport Flat Earth Society.
So are you
t-shirts.
A member of it now?
I'm not. I'm a conspiracy guy, but I don't like to judge people right off the bat.
Not right off the bat. He waits a minute.
I'll wait a second and then judge you. But if you're a flat earther, which, right, I just can't take you seriously.
You can't.
Because we've been to space.
Yeah, and you see the sphere. You see the whole sphere.
And they say that that's fake. And there are people who say moon landing's fake. Yeah, see, I'd rather hang out with people who believe the moon landing's fake than Flat Earth Society people.
So if you're trying to handicap games with the Los Angeles Rams, remember wide receiver Sammy Watkins is there. He believes the Earth is flat. Yeah. Can't be too much of an improvement for his game. And you said Kyrie Irving, he's another guy that does this. What team is Kyrie on?
He's the Cavaliers.
Oh, the Cavaliers. That's not a...
What you research this. What scientific evidence do they have?
There is none.
They just believe this.
They just believe that we've never taken real pictures from space.
How would you like to be the coach of... the Cleveland Cavaliers basketball NBA guy, Kyrie Irving, or Sammy Watkins with the Rams.
Kyrie Irving is actually on the Celtics now. My bad. He got traded.
Oh, he is?
Okay. Yeah, exactly. My bad.
He's on the Celtics?
Yeah.
Well, that's a move up for him. Oh, Cleveland was good, though, too.
Yeah,
well, that explains a lot, though.
Okay, so what's going on with the NFL now? The coaching, they're saying we're just 2 weeks into the season, third week coming up here this weekend, and there's a lot of coaches that they're going to be losing their jobs. Yeah. Who's on the hot seat right now?
Number one, Marvin Lewis. Of the Bengals.
Really?
Yeah.
Not his quarterback, Dalton?
No. Oh, yeah, him too. Yeah, actually, okay, well.
What's Dalton's first name? Is it Andy?
It's Andy.
Andy Dalton.
It's Andy Dalton.
Sounds like a guy that's on a sitcom. And me,
hey, Andy!
I'm Andy Dalton. He has a look, and I don't want to make fun of anybody, but he has a look like he doesn't quite know what he's doing.
No, yeah, they are. That is a sitcom.
He's a flat earther.
The Bengal games are sitcoms.
And he's got that red hair. Yep. And it looks good in the helmet. That's all I got to say. I would sort of darken that a little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
Or just shave it off or something, because it's kind of,
it's a signature, I guess. I don't know.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Do
a red rifle.
Football players need a signature?
Oh, when he was good.
To sign their contracts.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you very much, Jim. By the way, Jim will be here for 3 weeks. Try the veal. He'll be with you. Okay, what about Buffalo Bills? I hear Rex Ryan. Is there a problem?
Yeah, he's on the hot seat, too. And Chuck Pagano of the Colts. On a hot seat, which is interesting that it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and
come on.
Already, I mean, I've been talking about Marvin Lewis being fired for
his years. Seat's been warm for a while.
Yeah, he's been sitting on a pretty hot seat for a long time.
Well, last year the Rams guy got fired. Jeff, whatever his name was.
Fisher.
Yeah, Jeff Fisher. Maybe about halfway into the season or something, and they were filming. How embarrassing is that when they're filming that HBO series and you get fired?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't like that at all.
Rams are where they should be right about now. They won one, so you figure they're going to do at least one or two more maybe for the year. So kind of pick them if you're on your handicap sheet. I'm in this league where all you have to do is pick the winners. And so I won a preseason week already, and I was tied and won the first week of the regular season. I think I had about 5 losses last week, and I don't know the results yet. So I don't think there's any cash coming back to me if you come to Papa. But you don't have to do the handicapping. It's just pick the winner.
Yeah.
So I may be calling you on some of these since I just found out you're a handicap expert.
Yeah, I'm an expert.
Okay, what else we got here? Tell me about this Michael Bennett and these brothers, Martellus and Michael.
We talked about this a little bit.
While I was gone?
Yeah.
Then tell me the story because I'm sure others have not heard it.
They chose to protest during the national anthem. But instead of kneeling, they did the classic fist in the air.
I saw that, the black power thing, right?
Yeah, and I thought...
You liked it. You thought that was okay.
It. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm not...
It's better than kneeling, right?
It
it's
feels like you're with... You're trying to show people that you want to be with everybody and make everyone equal rather than kneel.
I agree with you. Jim, you think the same thing?
No, I really do. Yeah.
But I'm furthest from an expert on this, and I probably shouldn't be talking about it. But I seem to like the fist in the air. It represents more to me based on the past.
So the guy Michael is with, are these guys both with?
Yeah, they're brothers.
They're brothers, and they're not on the same team, though, are
no.
they? Michael is on the Seattle, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, one's on the...
Or the Green Bay Packers, wasn't
Packers.
It? Yeah, the Packers, that's right. And so anyway, they spoke out, and this is what happened. And I guess Martellus also had a run-in with the Las Vegas Police Department. Was that Michael or Martellus? Michael, I guess, had a problem there.
Yeah, that was a huge thing, too.
Yeah, what was that all about?
I think there was a controversy whether or not they used unnecessary force.
Oh, see, there you go. That's a problem. So what do we think of the Packers this year?
Oh, they're going to make the playoffs.
Think they are?
Yeah, the Bengals play on Sunday, so they're going to have a win then.
So they're 1-1 now, but
they'll be 2-1.
So you're giving us some handicapping tips.
Yeah.
Here.
You don't think the Bengals can pull out a win against the?
No, they lost. No, Packers, they lost to Houston. Houston had their back. They had their practice squad tight end.
Yep.
They were missing a couple corners. I think they were missing three wide receivers, and they had a rookie quarterback, and the Bengals lost to the Houston Texans.
We just take that little last part, and the Bengals lost, and we use that on every show. That was actually a tape recording.
That's the T-shirt.
That's the T-shirt.
We talked about and yet being the
Let me ask you, do the Bengals have any help in the quarterback?
They have a backup, A.J. McCarron.
Is he good?
I like him.
Yeah, so let's throw him in there for a while.
I agree.
If they lose again, let's put him in.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree with
completely.
You. We just helped him. Maybe we save the quarterback, the coach's job.
Yeah.
Or else we've got it.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
The salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
They should get Rocket Man out of there. That's all I got to say. Welcome back here to the lounge. The Sports Lounge. Fred Dreyer is on assignment. He is filming a role on the Transformers. He has been selected and going to be doing some things up in the Bay Area and then back in Los Angeles. He'll get us posted on everything next week. In the meantime, Jim Roop is here, Tyler Roop, and I'm Michael Horn. Glad to have you with us. So this Flat Earth Society, I'm going to get back to that just for one second. You're not kidding me on this, Tyler. There really is this guy, Sammy Watkins, the Los Angeles Rams wide receiver, believes that the Earth is flat. Is
that
right?
That's what they say. And there is a Flat Earth Society.
There is a Flat Earth.
Yes.
Apparently, we have a call now for the mayor of the Flat Earth Society, maybe Flat Earthville, USA. Welcome to the broadcast. Your name, sir?
My name is Fred. Fred Earth.
No, that's Flat Earth.
No, Fred Earth, Earth. So Earth.
Apparently,
Earth, U-R-F.
Apparently, you're Fred. Confused because it is the Flat Earth, not the Fred Earth Society.
No, it's not Earth. It's Earth.
Earth.
Fred Earth, U-R-F-F. So, two Fs.
Okay.
Actually, three if you count Fred.
Okay, thank you, Fred Earth.
So, yeah, I'm the mayor.
Okay, so tell us about the organization, the Flat Earth
Society. The Earth is flat.
Why do you say that?
It looks like a frisbee.
Yeah, why?
Turned upside down because there's an edge.
They call it the crust?
Sure.
Thank you very much.
We call it an edge. Non-scientific folks call it a crust.
And is Sammy Watkins of the Rams, is he one of your guys in the
system? Yeah, he's my deputy mayor.
And how about from the NBA there, from the Celtics?
Treasurer.
Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
Treasurer.
Yeah. He's Secretary of Flatness.
Yeah. Now, Tyler would like to get, if he could, one of your shirts.
Oh, yeah. We got shirts.
Yeah.
We got all kinds of shirts. We got blue ones and green ones and red ones. But I got to tell you something. A lot of things that people think are round or not.
So what do you say, Fred, Mayor Fred, when there's the space shot is up there and they take a picture of the Earth and it looks like a sphere?
Fake news.
That's the answer?
Fake news.
Fake news.
That's the proof?
Hollywood.
That's
Hollywood.
Okay.
That's fake news.
Okay, thank you.
That's fake news.
Great connection we have here on this phone call, by the way.
That's FaceTime audio for you.
That's good.
That's clean.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the call.
Like a 5K line.
Thank you, Fred. Okay, so we were talking about...
Can we hang up now?
You can just stay there if you want. Fred. Fred, what's your last name again?
Earth.
U-R-F-F.
Can I call you Mr. Earth or Fred?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So the Bengals...
Call me Mr. Fred.
We got a problem on the Bengals, and this is not necessarily related to the Flat Earth Society, but they've had this quarterback problem with Andy Dalton, and apparently they're maybe looking at Colin Kaepernick. Is that correct?
That's players unofficially. No players have been announced, but there's reportedly players have said that they want Kaepernick over Dalton.
The players?
Players of the Bengals.
Really?
Yes.
So Dalton is that bad that the players...
Flathead.
What do you think about that, Mr. Mayor Earth?
Flathead.
Well, it's because the red hair and everything. You know, he would be a good member of your society, Andy Dalton.
No.
Why not?
We don't have redheads in the Flat Earth Society.
Okay, what color? Is one color hair or any color?
No, it doesn't. Anything but red.
Anything but red, okay. Yeah. It's good to know. So anyway, you think that's going to happen, Tyler?
I don't think it's going to happen because they have their backup, A.J. McCarron.
Yeah, and you like him.
I like A.J. McCarron. But if there was a team that would take Kaepernick...
I'm telling you right now.
I think it's going to be the Bengals.
Don't do this.
I'm going to call it. You know why?
Why?
We've drafted people who have committed crimes. We've drafted domestic violence. People accused of domestic violence.
It's true.
We've drafted people who have punched women in the face on camera. We have drafted people who have been in jail, went back in jail, and then picked them back up after they came out of jail.
So what's a kneeler going to do for you, right?
We'll take him.
We'll take him.
It'd be cheap.
No, yeah, we could offer.
I don't know whether I like you better or Mr. Mayor Earth.
We could offer him
what?
The minimum.
The minimum
for one
salary.
Season. Because if he doesn't take any contract, that's going to backfire on him 100%.
Exactly.
So we could offer him the minimum for a season. We could throw him in.
You might have something.
See how he does.
If he does anything, he's going to look like a genius.
Yeah, and then the Bengals are going to be America's team.
Do you still let them kneel, or do you have a little pull them aside and say, look, stand and put the arm up? Come on.
I think stand and put the arm up. I like the arm.
Yeah.
I think... I mean, if he's going to bring us to the Super Bowl, let him do whatever he wants. All right?
Would you just stop? Just, we got to take a break. We'll be back. Does the Super Bowl, he can do what he wants? We are back in the Sports Lounge. Fred Dreyer on assignment. He is filming for the new Transformers movie. That's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah, I never knew he was a camera guy.
Yeah, he's... And he's also going to be starring in it.
Oh, really?
That's the voice of Jim Roop, and Tyler Roop is here, and Mayor Fred Earth from the Flat Earth Society.
Hi.
Thanks for this, filling in for Fred.
No such thing as a ball shit.
The That's only Fred we could get was news. Mayor Fred Earth from the Flat Earth
That's
Society.
That's URFF Earth.
We gotcha. Good. Guys want to talk to Fred Earth, you can get him. Go to Fred Dreyer's website and tell him.
FredEarth.com.
Is that
dot com.
Dot com. Just like Jim?
.com.
Okay, good. All right, so now the Super Bowl, we're a ways away from that, yes. Man. But apparently Jay-Z was offered a chance to perform, and he turned it down.
Yeah,
What's the deal?
I'm not sure why, because I thought, I mean, he just came out with an album. It was politically charged, like most albums these days.
Right.
And in the times that we're at and the NFL stance on things, I would think that they'd want something like that.
Yeah.
But I guess he turned it down. And I never really liked the past halftime shows at the past
year. You didn't like Lady Gaga last year?
No, it's, I really
Come
did.
On, she
I
was
really,
pretty good.
I did not
She
like
pulls
that.
Muscles and stuff in her performances.
It was the cheesiest thing I've ever seen.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Come on, she said jump off the building thing at the beginning after singing the national anthem or whatever.
Well, that was pretty exciting. I mean, there was a lot of acrobatics in there.
Was it exciting?
She always dances upside down on something if she can. It's amazing. She could be a member of your Flat Earth Society. I mean, Flat Earth Society, Mayor Earth.
Flat Earth.
She is.
I didn't know that.
That's undisclosed.
Anyway, the Super Bowl is going to be held in Minnesota on February 4th. So that'll be interesting.
Figure out who would you want to be in a halftime
Maybe
show?
That's his anniversary or something. February 4th might be an
could
important
be something
date
like
for him.
That.
You don't know.
So those are the most exciting, compelling stories in the football area
this week. We got Flat Earth and we have Jay-Z.
Yeah, that's it. So now the playoffs are going to be starting. What's going on there in these games? Because, you know, the Dodgers were on this big roll and then they sort of tailed off. Cleveland got hot and then they were still winning a little bit. And we had Arizona. They were going great guns. They sort of tailed off a little bit.
Yeah.
What's happening here?
Well,
you, Tyler, and then you, Jim.
The Dodgers are fine, so everyone can...
So somebody should calm down,
everybody
right?
Everybody should be quiet about the Dodgers.
A lot of people getting worried because, you know, they were used to them winning
everything.
At least
they're losing now. You don't want that losing streak to roll over into the playoffs, right? So it's better to lose a little bit before, get back on a hot streak, then go into the playoffs.
So you're thinking that. Curtis Granderson has, you know, came in and hit for a while, and then he's like tailing in.
Which is
he's batting about my average, 200. I wish I could bat 200.
I really like Curtis Granderson.
I do too.
And I think he's
pressing a little too much?
I don't know. I think he's going to be an X factor in the playoffs.
You think so? I think he could because he'll go to the American League and he'll just hit him and stuff. That'll be good. And he'll also do something that's bad.
And then the Diamondbacks will be a wild card team. The Rockies are in trouble with the Brewers right behind them. So it's either going to be the Rockies or the Brewers in the second wild card spot.
Yeah.
And then Angels and Twins.
Too close to call there in the American League.
And Angels and Twins are right in a race
too. Now, there's been a lot of home runs this year, and so no one's been talking about steroids. I haven't heard of anybody getting... You have heard that, Jim?
I've been talking about steroids.
So what do you say?
Don't I? Every time, steroids.
Because there's more home runs hit this year than in any other season in baseball. There were 5,000, well, recently when they broke the record, 5,694th homer of the season was done this last week by Kansas City's Alex Gordon. And so that was on Tuesday. So they've hit more than that. And so this is a pretty big deal. Is it steroids? What is it?
I don't know if it's steroids.
Bad pitching?
There's been maybe pitching. There's been a lot of talk of the baseballs being manufactured differently. That was a big thing that the commissioner said is not a problem and is not real.
Right.
But you never know. Of course, he's going to say that. It seems
they
like
they penalize
phenomenon.
A lot of guys for different slides and stuff. You know, Joe Torre, since he got there, likes to pull people out for arguing and things like that sometimes, you know? If you did the things, who's going to be the MVP? You got a lot of candidates there in the National League: Harper, Scherzer, Goldschmidt, Turner, Arenado, Stanton. Your friend Votto.
I think it seems like it's going to be Stanton. He's closing in on 60 home runs.
Wow. Well, he just got hot all of a sudden.
Out of no, and he was the first one to remember the home run derby. He lost in the first round.
You remember?
Yep.
Probably was embarrassed.
Yep.
Next thing you know.
Yep.
You know?
And he's
a little medication.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying anything.
No, I'm not. He's a good guy. He's a local boy. We broadcast out of Hollywood, California.
Yeah, he is. He's from Notre Dame.
Is Notre Dame?
My 8th grade teacher coached him in football, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's talk to your. He probably stays in touch with him, doesn't he?
Maybe. I don't know.
He's a nice guy. Now, what else we got going here? The odds makers have already. They're already picking the Indians. Is that correct?
Yeah. After the 22-game win streak that they were on.
Yes.
They have now entered as favorites for the World
Everything,
Series.
Huh? Yep. Beating out. See, and you say Dodger fans shouldn't worry?
Yeah, I don't think Dodgers should worry. They should worry in the sense that if they don't win the World Series, it's a bust for the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. Even if they make it, they've went all in. Right. They're at that point. But the losing streak shouldn't worry them, if that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Isn't that true, though, of everyone? Isn't anybody, any team that does not get to the World Series, isn't the season a bust?
Maybe, unless you're in the rebuilding process. The Astros have been slowly getting better.
I thought they were going to be a factor.
Yeah, everybody thought they were going to go the way.
They clinched.
And they're still doing well. They got
the Astros clinched.
They got, what's his face there, from Verlander from Detroit.
Yeah.
That's helped them a lot.
Yes.
And Verlander seems to be, like, really ignited again. He's going to, you get him into a short season there in the playoffs, he might be a deciding factor.
I think so. They have Dallas.
So you don't agree with the odds makers. You think Houston will be there.
I like Houston. I think it's going to be Houston or Cleveland.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy, but at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
We love watching sports, but with so many options for television and online streaming, it's nearly impossible to catch all the best moments of your favorite games. Now with the SportFlip app, you can receive real-time, customized notifications so you know when your games are back on after a break. SportFlip is simple. Just set which games or teams you want to follow, and whenever a game returns from a commercial break, period change, or rain delay, you will receive a notification on your device. Download SportFlip from the App Store today and watch more sports.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15 $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
We are back in the lounge. The Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. Fred is on assignment. I think he'll do well in the Transformers movie. Will he be like one of the Transformers, do you think?
I hope so. Yeah. That would, it'd be cool to hear his voice amplified, or what do you call that? Augmented or yeah. something. Because he's got that voice anyway.
That's what we do with the microphone here in the studio.
Yeah, so I
don't sound anything like this in person.
Look at how great Tyler's sounding on that
microphone. So Fred gets off the air and is like, hi, guys.
Yeah. That's right. Okay. You should hear him in person.
Fred will be back with us next week, and we have Tyler Roop, Jim Roop, I'm Michael Horn. And so, Tyler, you put together a lot of stories here on the show today. And so are the Red Sox, are they really starting a racism public service announcement?
Yeah, it's gotten that bad in Boston, I
really?
Guess, where they're now going to show anti-racism PSAs during games.
Take the lead initiative they're going to have on there.
And I think the other Boston teams are participating too.
The New England Patriots, the Boston Bruins, and the Celtics. Huh?
I guess Boston's always had this stigma with them, I guess.
Really?
And it came to light recently when Adam Jones of the Orioles said that fans were calling him the N-word and throwing peanuts at him.
They were throwing a bag of peanuts at him and stuff, he said.
Boston outfielders said, yeah, we've experienced that too, actually.
Really?
Their own team.
And so that all happened. And then recently.
Wow.
I don't know if you saw this.
It's like a liberal town, Boston,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you would think, right? And then recently a banner was thrown over the Green Monster during the game that said, just racism is as American as baseball.
Yeah.
Really?
And that confused me at first because it sounds like they're saying America is racist.
Right.
Which I guess they are saying, but it was backed by one of the people who threw it over was a Black Lives Matter supporter. So I guess what they were saying was America's rooted in baseball just as it is.
It's confusing.
Racism.
Conan O'Brien did a bit about that on Monday. It was pretty funny with different signs that have been put up in the ballpark.
So
in
it,
the
was, it was worded.
They threw a fan out of Fenway Park too.
Yeah,
right?
And then for the Adam Jones thing, they banned a fan.
Yeah.
And then for the banner, they took the fans out of the game for that.
How'd they even get that banner inside?
It was a huge banner. Yeah. I have no idea. It was giant.
Hide it in their mouth when they come back. That's what I would do. Now, I was watching, you mentioned that, and I was talking to you guys before the show, NESN, the New England Sports Network, and watching a Red Sox game, and they've got different announcers there. You know, David Price was taking on Dennis Eckersley and everything, but apparently they had one of your old Cincinnati Reds guys in there, Johnny Gomes, who also played for the Red Sox, and he was talking about a haunted hotel in St. Petersburg, where when you played in Tampa Bay, they put the baseball teams up, and there were weird things, like this woman who had died, the wife of some well-to-know kind of guy who's a socialite, she would be seen walking down the hall in a white dress. And Johnny Gomes said he came back late after dinner one night and he went into the hotel. And as he was walking down the hall, he saw the woman in white. Wow. And then he looked again and she disappeared.
That's brilliant.
And some other guy was saying, if you can listen to this. You look online, it talks about this, the Renaissance Vinoy Resort in St. Petersburg, rumored to be one of the largest portals for paranormal activity in the region.
Huh.
And it's been known by many names, but this is apparently an interesting
Another
place
name
for you
is
to go.
Cemetery. That's one of the names it's known by.
They say this is really one of the great places to go to check out some things at the Vinoy Resort. And so
that's brilliant. Put the visiting team up in a haunted hotel.
Yeah. And it scares the heck out of them, right?
You got to win that homestand.
They say that the faucets, the water turns on and the sinks and everything and water runs there and all that stuff.
Or you can just watch a Tampa Bay Rays game.
That's pretty scary.
I think that place is haunted too.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't think they've going to win a World Series ever, I think.
Well, those guys that are in charge of the Dodgers now, Farhide and those guys, they were from the Tampa Bay Rays organization, weren't they?
Oh.
Maybe there's some sort of magic that came in to maybe propel the Dodgers, and then they went through maybe a portal problem.
Yeah. A portal problem.
Or it could be just Pedro Baez.
It's one of those two. Portals, Pedro.
With peas in there.
Yeah, you know.
And did you see the game where the famed Kershaw baseball player, pitcher Doug Kershaw, is the guy who was the guy with the violin and everything.
Clayton Kershaw.
He got really perturbed when he gave up that grand slam.
Yeah, I mean, it was the first one.
Did you see the interviews afterwards?
I did not.
And they talked to Austin Barnes first. And normally, Clayton likes to have, he had AJ, whatever, catching for him. And then he had, now he's probably used to Yasmani Grandal. Right. And then they had Austin Barnes in there. And Austin Barnes says, well, you know, one of the pitches just kind of came up a little bit and the guy hit it out or whatever. And then when they talked to Kershaw, they were saying, oh, are you uncomfortable? Because there was a scout in the stands that said, you looked uncomfortable there. And he goes, oh, very astute, but that's not the problem. But he looked uncomfortable. I watched him. He was moving around. I think he didn't like Austin Barnes catching him.
They said there was a scout, and that's why he was uncomfortable?
Yeah, that's the post-game interview at the locker room.
Why would there be someone in real life scouting Clayton Kershaw?
He was uncomfortable on the mound.
Okay.
But then there was some sports talk show, and they were saying that it was Austin Barnes. He didn't like the way he was calling the game.
Pitchers and catchers, they have a bond, so.
They don't, right? Yeah. Remember Steve Carlton used to always have the guy on the Phillies would always catch for him. They had his own, who was it, Clayton Dalrymple or one of those guys that would be the guy? Dalrymple was one of the great catchers, I believe. Didn't he play on the Reds for a while, too?
I don't know. I was not alive.
You must have known that. Clayton Dalrymple. That's a great baseball name.
In fact,
Clayton Kershaw should change his name to Dalrymple.
Clayton Dalrymple.
And he'd confuse him. Go out there and change his name. Once in a while, Clayton Kershaw pitch a few.
Change his shirt.
And then change his name and his shirt to Dalrymple and Clayton Dalrymple. And people confuse him.
It's a winning combination.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. We're here today in for Fred Dreyer, who is doing the Transformers movie. He'll be back next week to read your emails. In the meantime, Tyler Roop is here. Jim Roop is here. And by the way, you guys are both Cincinnati fans. You were born in California, am I right, Tyler?
I was.
But Jim, you were born in Cincinnati.
Yes, sir.
And this week I had the privilege and the honor of recording a guy who was doing a public service announcement by the name of George Clooney. And he's a big Cincinnati Reds fan. And he was born and raised in Kentucky, Cincinnati, in that area.
Right across the river there. It's the greater Cincinnati area. It's right across the river.
So, his dad was a huge newsman. Am I right?
Well, he's not that huge. He's only, what, 5'7", 5'8".
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
Go for the cheap
Nick
joke.
Clooney. Many know him from AMC when he hosted on American Movie Classics.
Yeah, what did he have the classic TCM. Films, right?
He did. And he was an anchor, news anchor, and he did a daytime variety show too for a while in Cincinnati.
Did he take over for Bob Braun?
No, he was a rival.
He was
a rival of Bob Braun.
Wow.
You know, the Ruth Lyons show, the 50-50 club, then the Bob Braun show.
The 50-50 club.
50 seats. At first, it was Ruth Lyons. They had 50 chairs. Then they expanded to another 50 chairs, so they called it the 50-50 Club. That's the truth. That's how it got its name.
We in California had a guy when I was a kid. Alan Sloan was on Channel 13 with Dialing for Dollars, and he would have a movie, and he'd take a break, and he tore the phone book up, and it was always three from the top was the count, and then how much money's in the jackpot. So when he'd call you, he'd say, the count is three from the top, and it's $500. And they'd count three names down, and then that would be the number they'd call.
Well, did you ever win that money?
No, I never sent it in. I think my mom won something from Jackie Joseph one time. She called it on the grand prize movie. But that's a long time ago. Tyler's just staring at me, so we better go to a break.
Yeah, I'm bored.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the lounge. Final segment here. Fred Dreyer on assignment. He is filming the Transformers movie. I'm Michael Horn, along with Tyler Roop and Jim Roop. And I was right. Steve Carlton always had his own catcher, and the Phillies fans were going nuts here on the internet. It was Tim McCarver, because Bob Boone was the regular catcher.
Oh.
And Tim McCarver would always play every fourth day or fifth day. I think it was every fourth day, because when Steve Carlton pitched, they actually pitched more than five innings. They pitched complete games, and they worked sometimes on 4 days rest. So there you have it. And then Clayton Dalrymple, he's a pretty good catcher there. Am I right, Jim Roop?
Surprisingly so. I guess I shouldn't say surprisingly so, but
I knew it.
He threw out 48.8% of runners trying to steal second base, second only to Roy Campanella.
It's an F.
48.8
is an F.
That's true.
That's less than 50%.
You're a tough guy. Yeah.
But he was.
That's better than like Jorge Posada and all those guys over the years, really?
Yeah.
Better than Johnny Bench? Johnny Bench can hold five baseballs in his hand.
Yeah, he can't throw one, though. A World Series champ, 1970.
We're talking about Clayton Dalrymple, right?
Yeah.
And?
So he played from 1960 to 1971 and has for both the Phillies and then the Orioles. He played for the Phillies from 60 to 68, Orioles 69 to 71, and with the Orioles, world champion, so... There you go.
Right. Mayor Earth, who was your favorite catcher of all time? We have Fred Earth, the mayor of the Flat Earth Society.
Let's see. I think...
who was it?
Your favorite? Smokey Burgess.
From the old Pirates there.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I don't think he was a catcher.
Yeah, he was.
He was.
Smokey was a catcher.
Smokey Burgess.
He used to catch Roy Face. Remember Elroy Face used to be
face
the reliever?
Face
No, not Face. There was a guy named Elroy Face.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Face news.
Face news.
Okay, so as the playoffs now, Tyler, get down to the final point. Yeah. Like, I would say for, like, the Twins, the Angels, the Brewers, the Rockies, every game counts.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I think they're all within one of the wild card spot. The second wild card
spot. Let me ask you guys. Do you think by taking the season right down to the edge and having to win maybe the last game of the season, does that make you better prepared for the playoffs, where the other guys are sort of like, let's just sit back here and eat a hamburger?
That does. Yeah.
Or one of the big Smokey Joe hot dogs from Cincinnati.
Yeah, I think.
How does that one of them Smokey Joe's?
I believe in
momentum.
Yeah, okay. I believe in momentum. I'm a momentum guy.
I am too.
So I do believe that if you clinch on the last day, your whole team
zoom in.
Yeah, your whole team is so hyped to be in. Rather than if you're the Dodgers or the
Cleveland or whatever, and you get a clinch.
And you clinch it 2 weeks early.
Jim Roop, your thoughts on that?
I have to agree. The momentum is key in things like that. But as you get farther into the playoffs, so you might be hyped at the beginning, but then how tired are you? Can you sustain through the divisional series and then into the... That's the problem.
Mayor Fred Earth of the Flat Earth Society, two people have said they agreed. What do you think?
Well, momentum's very important when you're talking about the Earth.
But what do you think of baseball to win the last game?
Baseballs are not round.
Apparently, that you're just stuck on one topic.
There's no such thing as a ball shape.
What's your website for the Flat Earth Society?
FredEarth.com.
No, not your website. For the
same place.
So FredEarth.co.
Yeah, you get the Flat Earth stuff.
And how do you spell Earth?
URFF.
URFF.
.co.
Fred is F-R-E-D?
Yes. Okay. One F and one D.
Okay. Tyler, thank you again for being with us.
Thank you,
Jim Roop. Thank you, Mayor Earth. And thank you all for joining us. And Fred Dreyer will hopefully be back next week to tell us all about the Transformers. In the meantime, you can check out past shows. Go to our website, crntalk.com/thesportslounge. Go to Fred Dreyer's site and get his movie as well, too, Highway 395, freddreyer.co, FREDDRYER.co. You can email him, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. From all of us here to all of you, have a great week, and let's get some good baseball games going.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn. Fred Dreyer is on assignment. He's doing the Transformers movie. And in studio with us, we have not only Tyler Roop and Jim Roop, but we had Fred. Fred Earth from the Flat Earth Society. But it says, what is that, Fred?
You are double F Earth.
Yeah. No, I'm Mike Horn. He said, you are double F.
No, you are. No.
That's
I'm
the
not.
Spelling of your name.
You are. You. Wow.
I am Mike Horn. You are Fred
I
Earth.
I can see how that would be confusing. Just like people thinking the Earth is round.
Yeah, and not. You believe it's flat. Now, it we have flat. One basketball
which
player.
Are, which it? Are flat.
Kyrie
Irving
from the Celtics. Now, what about this? Kevin Durant is he's starting to support Jameel Hill. What's going on here?
Yeah,
now?
So Jameel Hill of ESPN tweeted out against Donald Trump, calling him a white supremacist.
Really? This is the guy from ESPN. Shouldn't he get fired because
of
that?
It's her.
Oh, it's a her?
Yeah.
Shouldn't she get fired for that?
Well,
because ESPN dumped all the other people, you know, like Brent Musburger and everybody.
They've dumped Kurt Schilling for saying things about
Kurt
trans.
Schilling, yeah. So shouldn't she get fired?
I'm
actually going to support getting her fired.
It's up in the air, I guess, and we have Kevin Durant and other basketball players supporting her.
Oh, so they're going to her support.
Yeah.
And I blow her out of this thing.
Oh, well.
Was she doing a Monday Night Football?
No, she does. She has her show during the day on ESPN.
Oh,
it's called The Six.
Is it kind of like The Five on Fox News?
No, it's nothing like Fox.
We have The Four here today on CRN, yeah. Counting Mayor Earth.
Right.
R-U-R-double-F.
We know how to spell. Said, why do you always do that?
You said R-U-R that time.
You
said R-U-R.
How do you spell your name again, Fred? Last name?
U-R-double-F.
So what do you think? Should we dump Jameel Hill? and get rid of her for saying bad things about the
president? I guess there's some laws against cutting people off.
Well,
like that in
Connecticut,
cutting what?
Connecticut's an at-will state, so they can fire her just because they want to. But there's also, she's also protected because Connecticut's free speech laws extended the Constitution. So she, that was a personal tweet she sent.
It was from her account.
So that if they were going to fire her, it'd have to be because it's an at-will state.
I got you. So we got a problem for it.
Yep.
They can still fire her.
I say go ahead.
ESPN has tried to separate themselves from politics. All right, they're having trouble.
Fred will be back next week. ESPN's having trouble. We'll have more on that, so join us next week.